America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We welcome you and thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call. It's toll free at 855-660-4261. You can email me up anytime throughout the week as well as during the broadcast. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Or if you can't remember that one, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Will work as well. Coming up in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking to a really cool guy. I've been looking forward to talking to this gentleman. He's based in Los Angeles, has a company called LA Prep. It's a high-end vehicle transportation and prep company, and he's got some really cool stories to tell about his personal history as both a race car driver and a Hollywood precision driver. That's going to be upcoming here in the next few moments. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com, the gentleman with the very unique website specializing in rare and unusual vehicles, fire engines, parts for sale, and lots of cool stuff. He's always out there on the road, has usually some interesting road stories to tell, and he is also a guy in the midst of putting together a television show based on The Old Car Guys. So we can't wait to talk to Don Jones coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast. But right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth a gentleman who is the founder of a company called LA Prep. It was founded more than 30 years ago by former race car driver and Hollywood precision driver Jim Kirby. Jim, welcome to Auto World. How are you today?
I'm doing very good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Before we tell everybody about all the great services that you offer at LA Prep, I got to ask you about some of these personal stories from your past. I understand that you were part of the 1979 running of the Cannonball Run, and this, of course, was a really cool event that was started in the early 1970s by a good friend of mine, Brock Yates, and this basically was a coast-to-coast run, and you had the opportunity to drive that. So what was that like?
Well, that was pretty incredible. It was the last of four runs that Brock had put together. In fact, that was that year that was up to pretty close to 50 cars that ran in that coast-to-coast race. Of course, it was not legal. and that was what kind of came put that to a conclusion that year. But Brock did have the privilege of being able to state that out of all the years that they ran that, and with as many cars as they did, which there were no rules, we started in New York City, finished in Redondo Beach, California, and they would just turn you loose in 1 minute increments apart. And you were to get to the other side of the coast as fast as you could, as safely as you could. And we accomplished that through all of the four cannonballs without having any kind of an injury, which was quite a statement to be able to run across the entire country at unlimited speeds and with professional drivers and not have any kind of a problem.
That is so true. And, of course, there were a couple of movies that spawned out of this and lots of great stories to tell. And I know some of the folks that were involved with the first run, including Bill Warner and Dan Gurney, and known Brock and his son many for a lot of years. But let's talk a little bit about some of the experiences that you had on the Cannonball Run. I would imagine you had some interesting travel partners and probably ran into some incidents along the road as far as roadblocks and other things, as well as any other general anecdotes that you might have from those years.
Well, it was quite a run, if you can imagine that. I mean, we managed, the winning time that year was 32 hours and some odd minutes, which you can imagine doing that from New York to California. That was pretty impressive. we were fortunate that we started off. I ran with the with the Polish race driving team that year, which was kind of a tongue-in-cheek group that was put together. And we managed to take along our own Italian chef that sat in the back seat of the car. And he didn't do any of the driving, but he rode with us the whole entire way and managed to take care of the food part of it for us. You know, we did get pulled over two or three times and brought into local sheriff's offices, had to pay a fine, and then got going again. I guess probably the most eventful thing that happened there, in addition to just running well over 100 miles an hour all the way from one coast to the other, we were in the top four, and we could almost visibly see all the top four cars
all the way
out to Flagstaff, Arizona. And so we were in contention to be in the top four as we came in on that. What we heard coming down the hill out of Flagstaff was that there was a roadblock at the bottom. So we turned around, being maybe 20 minutes out of Flagstaff, went back to Flagstaff, down to Phoenix, back into Redondo Beach that way. We ended up coming in 11th place out of the 50, which wasn't bad, you know, and I think we did it in 36 hours and some odd minutes. And what we found out that was kind of hilarious at the banquet that night was that one of the other guys in the top four had broadcasted that roadblock through the CB with some other truckers. We picked it up, fell for the bait, turned around and went the other way, and that's what kind of cost us the lead spot in there. But it was great fun, and everybody laughed about it. And there was a lot of incidences like that across the country. And that was the year that Brock Yates and Burt Reynolds were putting together an ambulance, you know, with one of them and a gurney in the back.
Yeah. And what were you
driving? Everybody had a little bit of a niche, and it was it was quite an event.
That's great. And I've heard that you drove a Camaro Z28. What year Z28?
It was a 79. It was a brand new Camaro in 1979.
Sure, absolutely. Well, what a great story to tell. And I know Bill Warner from the Amelia Island Concours has had some little seminars down there recounting some of the races. So I haven't had the pleasure of being at those events, but I just love it. And I love the fact that Brock started it originally as kind of a counter to the lowered speed limits. The early 70s was an interesting time in America, if you're old enough to remember the mandate of 55 mile an hour speed limit and all the other things that were going on with emissions and everything else. And it was an interesting time. You also had an interesting time, to say the least, working in Hollywood as a precision driver. I understand, Jim, that you were involved in 12 Hollywood feature films. This is big time stuff. Give us a taste of some of these films and some of the special driving that you did for these films.
Well, I as a stunt driver on the feature films, working with second unit stunt units. I always kind of jumped into one of the cars that required a lot of the high speed work. The first film I did was back in the early 80s, which was Against All Odds.
Sure.
Jeff Bridges and Rachel Ward.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that, but that was a chase scene on Sunset Boulevard that involved I think it was a red Ferrari and a black Porsche. And so we did that over about 4 weeks, shutting down sections of Sunset Boulevard and shooting on 2-3 mile sections, you know, over about a month. And back in the day, that was quite a chase scene that went on then. So that was my first one, and then I kind of finished up working on Jurassic Park and Speed, you know, with the bus on the freeway, and so different jobs like that that required some high speed stunt work with cars, interfacing high speed camera cars and so forth.
Oh, amazing stuff. Yeah. Hold that thought, Jim, when we come back on the other side. Much more about your life and as well as L.A. Prep. This is Auto World.
The way is clear.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web hot stuff for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.
I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Indeed, it's a fine machine. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We're having lots of fun here with a fascinating gentleman. Jim Kirby is his name. He is the founder of L.A. Prep, but what a great personal history he has as both a race car driver and a Hollywood precision driver. Worked in Hollywood for a lot of years, including 12 feature films, including, as Jim mentioned, Against All Odds and many others as a stunt driver. And Jim, you must have a whole slew of stories to tell about those years as well. How many years did you work in the film industry before you decided to hang it up?
Well, on the precision stunt driving side, I did that for 20 years.
Wow.
And what happened there is I kind of had a choice to make between, at the same time I was doing that, I formed LA Prep. And so I was splitting my time between the two different entities. I would do my driving, which was my passion and my love, and then come back into the business here, which which we prep cars for the advertising industry, do all the prep work that they need done on cars for any commercials that are kind of done. So at the end of about 20 years, this business had grown to such a point that I had a decision to make, and I decided to go full-time managing L.A. prep, and that's about the time I retired out of the precision stunt side of it.
That's great. L.A. prep has been in business for about 50 years, and as you said, it has some of the auto industry's most closely guarded secrets as part of its daily DNA. You guys do all kinds of prep and detailing and secure transports for vehicles and commercials. You also ship one-of-a-kind vehicles, clay models, exotic and luxury vehicles in custom-built trucks and store them under covers in a secure storage facility. I would imagine with a lot of these vehicles, which are extraordinarily valuable, the clay models, I'm thinking about some of the vehicles used in commercials. I mean, a lot of these are multi-million-dollar investments, and they're trusting you and your company to make sure that everything is okay.
That's correct. Yes, we're usually working could be several years out in front of a launch of a brand new car. So so all the way from the prototype stage through introduction. You know, to the dealers, we're tied in with the vehicles, and we are the fleet management company that manages and warehouses, like you said, and stores in a high security environment all the new cars that are going to come out. So it's quite fun to be involved in being able to see where the automobile industry is going several years in advance.
Yeah, it must be great. I personally love that. As I mentioned, I worked for Motor Trend for a number of years, close to 10 years, and just getting the opportunity to see some of those sneak peeks from the auto manufacturers that you're sworn to secrecy. And years ago, they used to make you put your cameras, and now they got to make you put your phones and everything else in a secure place before going in to see these vehicles, because it's such a great treat to see some of these before the public, and sometimes years before. Tell us about the Audi Iron Man 3 commercial. I know that's one particular commercial you were deeply involved with.
Well, the Avengers, where Acura was using their brand new NSX, that was all a prototype vehicle that was built in advance, and of course that was used in the movie by the Tony Stark character. And so we took care of that car from start to finish, and including transporting it to New York in an enclosed carrier to be able to roll that out with Robert Downey Jr. to do some pre-pro work on that. So that was a lot of fun as well. And that's a great little car.
Oh, I can imagine. And I understand that recently you've done some transporting of vehicles to races. A matter of fact, you were involved with the One Lap of America race and recently shipped some cars for that.
Yeah, we transported two West Coast cars from here back to the starting point in the Midwest. And they both did quite well. One of them got first, and the other one third. So they did very well on their venture. So that was a privilege, kind of helping those guys out, getting the cars, you know, back to their starting point for that.
And it's interesting that the One Lap of America race is kind of a modern-day offshoot of the original Cannonball Run, totally conducted in a different fashion, but it still has its roots in the original, and I believe Brock Yates' son is involved with that. At least he was a couple of years back.
Yes, yeah.
Let's talk about some of the other things that you offer through LA Prep. I understand that you've opened up the transportation side of the business to the public, so you can accommodate a whole lot of different vehicles. Give us an idea of the types of vehicles that you can transport for the public.
Well, as a result of being in business as long as we have on the prep side of the business, and with the high security and exclusivity, and with us having to be on locations in different places with the cars, we started developing our own fleet of transporters. And, of course, you can imagine that to be able to haul all of these prototypes and specialized vehicles around all these years for the prep side of the business, we've had the trailers custom built for us, and so we buy nothing but the best in terms of Peterbilt tractors and the trailers that are built out for us all have lift gates. The racks inside, they're capable of holding up to 7 cars enclosed. So the inside is quite intricate in the way that we can manipulate the cars to be able to get them in there safely and lock them into position. So with that, about 3-4 years ago, we looked at our fleet of trucks that were being utilized just about a third of the year, and we thought, you know what, let's open this up and start doing some work out in the public. And we zeroed in on our favorite cars, which are a lot of the high-end exotic cars, and started moving Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches, Bentleys, Rolls-Royces, a lot of different types of high-end race cars, offered that service to the public, to dealers, private owners, collectors. And over the last 2-3 years now, we've developed where we've got a steady route of trucks. We have seven to nine of them running constantly between Southern California and Florida on a steady route.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll venture up into the Detroit area, and if we have to break off that southern route, we do. But it's turned into quite a nice business, and it's fun working with car collectors and private owners and the dealerships that are working with these high-end cars. And of course, in our shop, if you walk in there, there's always a half a dozen to a dozen really nice cars that are fun to walk around, all the latest Ferraris and Lamborghinis, for example.
Where's the best place online or via social media to find out more about LA Prep? When we come back, we'll find that out from Jim Kirby. He is the man who founded LA Prep more than 30 years ago. A fascinating gentleman with a really cool background. Don't go away. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it. We listened. And we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Three massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We've got Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com, the gentleman putting together a television show, standing by, but we're wrapping up with a fascinating gentleman. This gentleman founded L.A. Prep 30 years ago. He's a former race car driver and Hollywood precision driver, stunt driver, Jim Kirby, and he's been telling us about some of those very interesting stories about working in Hollywood, as well as his runs on the Cannonball Run, concluding in 1979 behind the wheel of a brand new Camaro Z28. And before that hard bottom of the hour break, Jim, I just wanted to make sure that you had plenty of opportunity to give out all of your contact information, telephone-wise, website-wise, social media-wise, whatever you like, go right ahead.
We have a website if anyone out there listening would like to go to that to find out more about us. And the website is laprepptransport.com. On that website, there's also the ability to be able to request a quote. So if anyone out there would like to transport their precious vehicle enclosed, you can request a quote right on that website as you kind of take a look at us. Our phone number is area code 562-997-0170. And so we'd be happy to help anyone out there that has a car that they'd like very good care taken care of it while it's being transported anywhere in the country.
That's great. Well, Jim, thank you very much for joining us here, and we look forward to getting you back on this show in the not too distant future.
Well, Bob, thanks very much for having me on your show.
Excellent. He is Jim Kirby, the founder of L.A. Prep, and you can find out more information about L.A. Prep by visiting all the places that Jim recommended, and especially check out that website. Our telephone number from around North America, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We'll throw out an easy trivia question. I've had this answered before, but in a different time on Auto World, so let's challenge our listeners right now. You can either email me the answer to the question, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com, or you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. And it's a muscle car question. I love the old muscle cars as well as the new muscle cars as well, which are just truly spectacular. But the question is about the Oldsmobile 442. Now, those numerals, 4, 442 actually all designate. They all mean something. The four means something. The other four mean something. And the two means something. They all have meanings behind their numerals. So if you can give us a call at 855-660-4261 and translate Ohl's 442, break it down, what those numbers mean, we're going to give you a very cool prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, and also give you some wash drops. I'll quickly mention that as well. We're giving out free samples here of this very innovative product called wash drops, and wash drops is something I've known about for a couple of years. Environmentally friendly, you just need about an ounce of liquid into a bucket of water or a sponge. Won't scratch a car. You do one section of the at a time. You can use it on glass. You can use it on rubber. It won't scratch your vehicle. You don't have to hose your car off. You just simply dry it, and then that one bucket of water can be dumped on a flower bed or a vegetable garden. Totally 100% environmentally friendly. This product is red hot in Europe. It's available right now just on Amazon.com. But we'll hook you up with free samples. So send me your name, address, and telephone number to bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com, and we will hook you up. And speaking of hooking you up, we're going to hook you up right now with a gentleman who's become a regular contributor here to the broadcast. He's got a very cool website. It's called theoldcarguys.com. He's also working on a TV show of the same name. It's my pleasure to check in with Don Jones. Don, how are you doing?
Doing very well. You got me kind of doing a remote today. Miss Karen has volunteered me to do some work down here at a charity flea market. So the noise in the background or music in the background, I don't have any control over. So I've got myself locked in the van. Hopefully it's not being... not being picked up by the telephone, but if it is, I apologize.
No problem. It all adds to the flavor and excitement of you being on locale. Tell us a little bit about this flea market. It involves some car stuff as well as regular stuff. What kind of a flea market are you at? And if you'd like to plug it, by all means.
It's here in St. Louis down on 22nd and Olive. It's sponsored by one of the microbreweries here in town. And it's not really much car stuff, but quite a few of the local charities have come down here. We're next to the Mission Continues, a veterans organization that does things for disabled veterans in the area. And we'll probably be donating what we sell to the Wounded Warrior Project, which is my favorite charity based on serving as long as I did in the military. I really hadn't had much time to talk to the other folks around me to see how many other charities there are, but there's about 40 or 50 vendors and food booths and a halfway decent crowd. It's overcast skies and the low 70s here in St. Louis, so it's a beautiful day for flea marketing. And I'm really getting rid of a lot of my old Army stuff, even though I brought... door handles for a 57 Chevy and a bumper in for a 57 and some grill work off a 56 pickup truck. But not too many people interested in these small car items, but I am selling a lot of my military junk.
Oh, that's great. Well, tell us a little bit about what you've been up to this past week. And I understand next week you're going to be heading off to Nebraska. So kind of bring us up to speed on what you've been up to and what you're looking forward to.
Well, last week, right before I was able to get out the car that we sold, the music started, and so I put it on hold. But I think there's something in radio and TV about keeping the crowd looking for more. So I'll all the people
right
out there that are up on the edge of the cliff, we sold the 83 Ferrari 308 to a helicopter pilot down in Fort Rucker, Alabama, which is down around Enterprise, Alabama. Gave him a good price on the car, and that's the car he wanted since he was a kid.
Yeah.
Since he watched Magnum PI, and now he finally is in a position in life where he can get it.
That's great, and it's one of the few affordable Ferraris, semi-affordable anyway, and I've had the chance of sitting in a 308, and the vehicle actually was produced, I believe, from about 1975 through the late 80s when mm-hmm. it was replaced by the 355, and they were different. First, it was a carbureted setup, and then it went to fuel injection, then it went to four-valve cylinder heads, and the displacement of the engine got a little bit bigger towards its run, but the main thing that didn't change was the look of the vehicle. This has always been a very cool-looking vehicle, and I believe, don't quote me on this one, but I believe it is the best-selling Ferrari model of all time.
I'm not really sure, but I would not be surprised, and I think it would be the combination of looks and the cost. They're, even though they're 30-plus year old, but they're still bringing upwards of 25 to 32,000 on the market, which is an affordable price for that type of car. So I'm thinking that there's just a lot of folks that are using that opportunity to buy into that Ferrari name.
Oh, absolutely. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Ferraris and the Ferrari name and the 308 that Jim sold. And we'll do some more previews of what he's going to be up to in the next week or so. And if you have any questions about the oldcarguys.com, give us a call right now, 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. Disasterstuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from disasterstuff.com. Just remember two words: disasterstuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live. Thanks for joining us, 855-660-4261. And we have a bunch of stations that take us on tape delay. So, if you're listening to us on tape delay, there's nothing wrong with that. And certainly if you're listening to our podcast, you may be listening to us days after the fact. But that doesn't mean you can't get a question in to myself or to any of our special guests, including Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. You simply just email me up, Bob@BobLongRadio.com or Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com, and we can address that question either during the week or on a future show. We got a question out there, and I've been so busy with, I've got two computers here in my studio, and I'm not looking at the phone bank right now. So we've got open lines here. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got five caller lines ready at 855-660-4261. If you can answer this rather easy question, muscle car question, the Olds 442, all those numbers meant something. What did the four, the first four in 442 mean, the second four, and the two? That is the question, and whoever comes up with the answer, here's the good news. Not only are you going to get some free wash drop samples, but we're going to hook you up with a cool prize from Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. Don Jones is with us, the old car guy himself from the Old Car Guys. .com, a gentleman with a great website, working on a TV show. He's telling us about this very cool Ferrari he sold last week down to a gentleman in Alabama, and it was a Ferrari 308, of course, made famous in the Magnum PI television series, and I made the statement it may be, in fact, the best-selling Ferrari of all time. I'd say it's between that one or the Ferrari 360, which was sold in the 1990s, again, the same configuration. Mid-engine eight-cylinder vehicle. I know they sold a ton of those as well. But, Don, do you realize that, you know, Ferrari is the most recognizable brand in the entire world? I've read some studies on this, and most people think it's Coca-Cola or, Levi's or something else. But worldwide, the company that has the most brand recognition is Ferrari. Everybody knows Ferrari, whether it's their cars or the racing history. And also another thing that lots of people don't realize about the Ferraris that makes them so valuable is that if you add up all the Ferraris that have been made in the history of the company, you know, which isn't that long of a time, Ferrari basically started up in business in the late 40s, so we're not talking a whole lot of time, but I mean less than 100,000 of these have been built in those whatever it is, do the math, 60, 70 years of the Ferrari company. So no wonder these vehicles are so valuable.
Yeah, I didn't know that until a couple weeks ago when you mentioned it to me on the show. But it doesn't surprise me just because they're just a rolling piece of art.
They certainly are. And I have had the pleasure of driving a couple of the newer ones, the older ones, some of the older ones, and talk about appreciation and value. If even that Ferrari 308, I remember when that 308 was sold. It was sold brand new, around $30,000. So there's a vehicle that's 30 years old that you just sold, you know, that held on to its original price. So, it didn't depreciate. As a matter of fact, it may have appreciated. And of course, some of the rarest Ferraris are worth a gazillion times. I mean, some of these extremely rare Ferraris that sold for $15,000 back in the 1960s or 1950s, some of these cars today that were produced in very limited numbers have been known to sell for $15 or $20 million. So if you're one of those lucky folks who had the means and the they probably didn't even ever expect. I know in speaking with Carroll Shelby over the years, he never expected the Shelby Cobra to become the valuable piece that it is today. He never in a gazillion years did Carroll expect those vehicles or the Mustangs or anything else that carried his name to appreciate to the levels that they have today. And maybe that's a good thing, Don.
Yeah, I agree with you. I know that in our experience with doing the old car guys, we never know what we're going to find, and it's just finding one treasure after the other. We found that the very rare, one of a kind, obviously very rare, but it's one of a kind, but this car is being called the Phantom Hawk. It was probably built in the early 50s or late 40s up in Nebraska. I don't know. We found the Harris Speedster, which was a one-of-a-kind car that was actually burned up in a museum fire in 1964 and recovered in the early 2000s. And now the person who has it is trying to put together a coalition of people to rebuild it. And it may cost him as much as $300,000 to put this car back to original condition. But, there's people out there that will do it.
I got an email question for you, and it just came in just a second ago. It comes from Pat in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he's been on your website, Don, theoldcarguys.com, and he very much likes it. He wants to know if you guys do any restoration work or recommend any restoration folks. Do you help people out with those type of dilemmas?
We just started doing that, and we really only have three or four people that are doing the restoration work. One of them, of course, does only fire trucks. Another one does only military vehicles. We will be doing something with a fellow in Nebraska City next week. I don't have anybody in Las Vegas, but if he shoots me an email asking or letting me know what he wants done and the type of budget, I can probably find him someone that can do the work for him. We have a guy in Georgia, a couple guys in St. Louis, a guy in my new neighborhood down in Festus, Missouri, that just did a car for the Rockefeller family for over $200,000. So we do have the people that have the talent. So just give me a call or shoot me an email, and I'll take care of him.
Excellent. What other great things can folks find at theoldcarguys.com?
Well, we're cutting a deal with a person who has over $1 million worth of vintage Porsche parts. And just this week, we got a call from a new customer who ended up buying that one of those Paxton Superchargers off of us. And he is a collector of Porsches, and he wants us to help him find vintage Porsches or collectible Porsches for his business. So I just put those two people together. But just the fact that you could find these caches of any parts, particularly Porsche or Mercedes or Jaguar. Those are some of the more rare things that we found recently. But that's what I'm saying today. I'll never know what I'm going to find tomorrow or next week.
And that's one of the cool things I would imagine about your travels and your searches. I mean, you're always chasing, looking for the unusual, looking for the bargain, no doubt, looking for a great business opportunity, and also looking to help out folks.
It is. And I guess the philosophy of us is the rescue. It's looking for the cars that are in the barns, in the backyards, and cars that can be restored, or cars that at least have the parts that can be donated to restoring the car. And even though things that look old and rusty, they may have enough straight metal on them, particularly like a bumper or chrome pieces, to accept a new chrome plating. So those are important to a lot of people. People would rather pay the money to take an original part and have it re-chromed than buy the aftermarket, particularly the stuff that's being imported from overseas.
That makes sense.
Better fits.
Yeah. And certainly, you know, one of the things that I see going to some of the auctions next week, we're going to be broadcasting from the Greenwich, near New York City, Greenwich, Connecticut, Concours d'Elegance, and very a unique show. One day devoted to American cars, and the second day devoted to international cars. But on site there's an auction from the Bonhams Company, and they're going to have more than 100 cars going over the block. And one of the things that I've noticed at that event, which I've been to the last couple of years, is unrestored cars. I mean, people are buying unrestored cars. They just like them. Well, Don, they're chasing us out the door, so we'll talk to you again most likely in a couple of weeks here, because we got the remote next week, but we'll look forward to that, and everybody check out theoldcarguys.com.
Yep, I'll give you a report from our Nebraska trip.
That sounds great. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.